Mark, congratulations. You've just beaten a team who were second in the league and unbeaten here all season in the league. You must be delighted with that performance.
Absolutely delighted. Before the game, we know what quality we've got in the squad, and we know if we do the right things at the right times, on and off the ball, then we know we're more than capable of beating anyone in this league.
You've still got big injury problems within the club, but how pleasing is it that you can pull off a performance like that with so many youngsters inside?
Yeah, it seems like we're a little bit jinxed, really, in terms of players coming in. Fabian Smith's come in today. He's took an injury, but ultimately, players that are coming in are doing a fantastic job. It just shows what strength we've got, going down to the 21s as well, to be able to go and pick a couple of their players up, and they're coming in and doing great jobs, as everyone else is in the team.
What's your opinion on the incident in the end where it looked like an equaliser was scored? Did you get a clear view of it, or did you understand what happened?
To be honest, it just looked like there was a load of bodies in there. The referee said there was a minute to go, and there was probably a minute 40 seconds still to play. So I think it was a situation where he knew the whistle was going to have to go anyway. And I think if it went in, he used his get out of jail card and blew the final whistle.
And just a quick chat on your actual appointment to the first team. What's your feelings about that? I'm guessing you're delighted, especially after today's result.
Yeah, brilliant. I've been working with the first team now for a couple of weeks. So we was over at the Market Drayton. We supported them as well. It's great for me personally. It's what I want to do. It's where I want to be. The lads are great. Been receptive to my kind of coming in. A few of the things that we want to implement in terms of our off the ball stuff is already coming to fruition on the pitch, which makes us a bit more efficient, and that's what we want us to be efficient off the ball, so that we've got lots of energy when we're on the ball. But delighted.
Moving on to Wollaton in the Senior Cup on Tuesday night at Greenwich Avenue, how do you approach a game like that, considering you want to win the trophy, but it's also the Wollaton are going to be the underdogs in this situation? So.
Yeah, we're going to take every game as though it's our last. And it's a bit of a cliche, but we want to go on a bit of a run. We'll not be taking Wollaton lightly at all. They're a good outfit. They're a good, strong team, established squad. And we'll be going there with a strong squad that hopefully go and keep our run going, because we want to go on a run. And I think it's important if we can build confidence within this set of lads here, get some more players back fit as well, which you can see we're down to the bare bones at the minute. We will push on. So it's about one game at a time, but building momentum as we go.
Thanks, Mark. Well done.
Brilliant.